foolishness. Now I want to make a point here. This is very important. I am not saying that when you come to Christ that you become perfect in your behavior or sinless in your daily life. You do not. Christians battle with sin every day. What I am saying is that the perfection that God demands cannot come from you. The perfection that God demands, you cannot achieve. It has to come from outside of you. It has to come from another source. Christ's perfection becomes the possession of the believer. We possess His perfect righteousness, which is how we are able to stand before God and not be punished, but rather be rewarded. I am not perfect in my flesh, but God counts me as perfect because I am in Christ. This is what the Apostle Paul says, and be found in Him, not having the righteousness of my own that comes from the law. To be found in Him, not having the righteousness that came from my obedience. Found in Him, not by any good that I have done, but to wholly and fully trust in the goodness of Christ. That is my righteousness. I gain the reward He deserved. And He takes the guilt and the punishment I earned. That is the great divine transaction of the atonement. It's what we celebrate today. Today is Good Friday. We celebrate our sins being nailed to the tree in the person of Jesus Christ. Him taking our punishment and giving us His righteousness. God demands perfection. Perfection does not come from within us. Perfection comes from Christ.